What's up, guys? Thanks for coming to a TCK Wonder. I'm Heather Swanson, and today me and Avery are going to be talking about our testimonies. Okay, y'all, first things first, there's a dog and chicken downstairs that won't shut up, so please ignore that. And so, yeah, here's my testimony. So when I was around 4 or 5 years old, I decided that I believed that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again on the third day, went through the whole talk with my parents, and was baptized 2 years later while on furlough. And I had many months of full dedication and commitment to God and His Word, which is pretty impressive for a 7-year-old, just throwing that out there. So we returned to South Asia a couple months after our return. We experienced the 2015 earthquake in South Asia. Please go check out TCK Time Storytime 2 if you want to hear more about that. But that just really caused bad anxiety and depression. So then some lady from the U.S. came to give therapy to the kids who had been affected emotionally by the earthquake. So me and a lot of other deeply traumatized kids started going through counseling. As a 7 through 10 year olds, like, we had been through a lot. So us 7 through 10 year olds were messed up. I'm gonna use this phrase so much, messed up, because that's what we were. And we'd been through so much that a lot of kids can't say they've been through. And it just made us closer and made us special. I don't know, but anyways, so I decided not to let what that lady said affect me in any way possible. I would refuse everything. But then one day she shared a verse that really got to me, and it was, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." And the verse went on. But this helped when I allowed it to, but I was still very messed up. I wouldn't enter buildings that were taller than 4 stories, and through the times I had no choice, like going to school, the building was at least, I think, 4 stories tall, maybe 5, and so I had no choice then. I would say that verse, which is pathetic, because I should have just been able to go in. But so then I found out that we were going to visit the country that the earthquake took place in. And so we had some friends there. We needed to check up on them and all that. So that was obviously not the best news for me to hear, but I made it, kinda. So we went and all was good. There was a few small tremors and aftershocks, and the people there were also very traumatized, which made me feel not so alone, which was good for me, but yeah, I was okay. So we were halfway through our 6 months of staying in that country. I had made a couple friends at the school I was attending at the time. I still go to that school, actually, and still have friends there, but I was being bullied by a couple girls who were not too crazy about me being there, which is, yeah, so, which added to my anxiety and stuff. So one day I came home from school to find out that we were not returning to my home or where we were living. And so, as you can imagine, that really hit me really hard, and I was still going through intense anxiety, and now I was struggling with my looks as well. So I was not only being bullied about how scared I was all the time, but now I was being bullied on my looks. So that was not fun. And guys, by the age of 8, I was a messed up kid. I tried not to show it at school, but apparently there's only a limited amount of times that you can fake sick. Like, who knew? Like, because guys, 3 times a week of faking sick got my friends worried. They had no idea I was faking, so they thought I was, you know, like, messed up. I was messed up. So I got to a point where I was acting happy, but inside I was messed up. So that's not good. Don't do that. I made it through third grade and started fourth, and let me tell you, by the end of that year, I had changed a lot. The organization that my parents are with had a meeting, and I had the best VBS leaders ever. They taught me a lot about everything, just everything, and they helped me through so much. And by the end of the meeting, I was almost fear-free. Let me tell you, the hotel that we were staying in was at least 15 stories tall, which was huge for me, by the way. It looked like 100 stories tall, and it felt like 100 stories tall, but it was probably just 15. And don't get me wrong, I still got scared, and I still had slight anxiety after a VBS, but the things take time. And believe me, it took time. And so I started to focus more on God, and I felt new. I felt completely different. So that period of time in my life where before I had that VBS, and before I was changed, that period of time in my life, I was looking for answers, and I started asking questions that were super unfair to God. Things like, if you're a good God, how could you let me suffer like this? And why did you send me here? But those questions were answered, not immediately, but they were answered in really beautiful ways, which goes to show how good God is. I made the best friends I've ever made at that school. Friends like Avery, Caleb, and Jason. And I stopped allowing those mean words to get to me and hurt. And I have no regrets, because who I was then has affected who I am now so much. It's not even funny, guys. And yes, I am still bullied. And yes, the mean comments still hurt a lot. But I don't let them affect the way I live. And don't let someone's awful words ever change who you are in a negative way. And if they don't like the way you look or your personality, then that's their problem, not yours. And if you feel like you have the need to be their friend, think again. Because if you don't like the way they're treating you or the way they talk about you, they probably don't treat their friends any different. And believe me, I went through a period of time where I was their friend. I was their quote-unquote friend. And they didn't treat me any different than the way they did when I wasn't their friend and when I was their victim. They treated their friends and the ones that bullied me as well the same way. So I wouldn't think, just think again, because you don't want to be their friends. And anyways, I don't believe my testimony is even close to being completed. But for now, my testimony is perfect, and in fact, all testimonies are beautiful and important, and don't let anyone ever tell you different, and don't ever forget it. Okay, so as you heard, God has been really faithful to me through earthquakes, bullies, and anxiety, and so much more, and so He can do that for you too. And I would really love for you guys to listen to Avery's segment and actually listen to how her story began and how her testimony began, and which is really important. What's the most important thing about testimony is how and why it started. And so please listen to that, and yeah, just enjoy. This is Heather Swanson signing out, but before you listen to the rest of the episode, I have a quick reminder. Please, please, please email us at tcktwonder@gmail.com to send in your questions for our Q&A on September 15th. We really would love to answer you guys' questions on air, and it would just be so fun to have actual questions to answer. So please do that, and that's at tcktwonder at attckwonder@gmail.com. That's attckwonder@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to my testimony. Now, listen to Avery's because it's great.
So I think I was about 5 or 6 years old when I actually understood who Jesus was and how Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I was raised in a Christian family and we went to church every Sunday. My older brother had recently accepted Jesus into his heart and become a Christian, and he was about 7 at the time. One day when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I really wanted to become a Christian and accept Jesus into my life. I mainly wanted to because my older brother had become a Christian not long before that, but a part of why I wanted to was because I wanted to know Jesus better and understand who he really was. So my brother taught me how to say a prayer to become a Christian. It was the happiest day of my life. So, skipping ahead 4 years from that, I got baptized when I was 10 years old because I felt like I really had a good relationship with Jesus, and I wanted to be baptized to make my relationship stronger and better than it was. It was actually the Sunday before I moved to South Asia. Even today, he is shaping my life into what it's going to be. That was also a really happy day in my life. So, I hope you guys liked listening to today's episode. Stay tuned for our next episode. Bye!
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of ATCK Wonder, where me and Avery talked about our testimonies. We love y'all so much. Please stay tuned for future episodes. Peace out!